This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Looking to train for the job of the future? Well, get a box of those heat packs you stick in your boots and head north of the 60-degree parallel. You may prefer your Arctic pristine, but melting ice from climate change, coupled with ships equipped with new ice-breaking technology, could spark a new era of commerce in the far north. But shipping in Arctic waters takes special skills. Scott Hamilton is department head for the Alaska Maritime Training Center at Alaska's Institute of Technology. Morning, Captain.
Good morning, David. How are you today?
Good. Why do you think the time has come for more people to know how to navigate in the Arctic?
If you look at where Alaska is situated, we are at a choke point. Tourism, fisheries, oil and gas. Right now in Alaska, fishing is a $2 billion a year industry. And the cruise ship industry in the Arctic has doubled from 2004 to 2007. I refer to it as the manifest destiny of the opening of the Arctic.
But just to explain, I mean, you couldn't get a ship through a lot of it until recently, or soon you'll be able to because not as much ice.
That's true. But also, I like to point out the fact that even though there are periods of year where we have ice-free waters, technologies are there to operate in the ice. And so, yes, the reduction of ice is a discussion that people like to argue politically, but the fact of the matter is technologies are there with nuclear-powered icebreakers, with ice-class hulls, with satellite navigation. All these advances have made whether there's ice there or not almost a moot point.
So give me a sense of just some of the skills I would need there compared to navigating, say, off Bermuda where things are warmer.
Well, just getting dressed in the morning when it's 40 below, you're not going to walk out in a utility kilt and flip-flops. Some of the firefighting and cargo operations are going to be fundamentally different. Engineering concerns for hydraulics and winches and cranes are just fundamentally different once things freeze.
Now, I can't do this interview without asking you about the simulator.
Basically, it's a ship in a box in a building. Officers are now required to have specific certifications for training. One of the big ones since the Exxon Valdez is bridge resource management. It's who does what job in the bridge, identifying what's called the error chain. And these are all things that are best done in the safety of a ship simulator prior to being able to get underway.
Captain Scott Hamilton at the Alaska Maritime Training Center at Alaska's Institute of Technology. Captain, thank you.
Thank you very much.